I think my shame came from not speaking up sooner, personally. I think a lot of us feel that. Feeling like I was isolated and then not having that, like, that trust with anyone close enough to me where I could tell them about what happened.
I mean, the shame for me comes from feeling, like, manipulated into a situation. And then, like, we live in a society where people want to judge the victim because maybe they've put themselves in a vulnerable situation when they don't even know, like, all the facts.
That's that shame still. It's like we invented it.
What is that about?
Well, it's that expectation of you should protect yourself. You're a woman. You should know better.
A lot of survivors told us that when they started talking about what happened to them, their friends and family were kind of at a loss. Monica, who asked that we not use her full name, says she was raped a little over 4 years ago. She says when she tried to tell people, there wasn't a lot of support.
It's a very complex, tough situation because me as the victim and the survivor, I needed and still do need help. And I've understood that, you know, some people do not know how to handle hearing things like that. And so, you know, people may like shut down or not know what to say or distance yourself from you.
She says she thought about going to the police, but people around her discouraged that.
When everyone just wanted me just to sit down, shut up, and be quiet.
And she says that there were also people who criticized her for not speaking up. And on top of that, she figured the chances of the police investigating her case were pretty low because she had already taken a shower and washed off some of the evidence.
I never went to the police. When I would see on a movie and someone getting raped, and they immediately took a shower. And I would, me as a viewer, an outsider, say, like, what the fuck? Why did you take a shower? Like, that, there's all the evidence there. What are you doing? So it happened to me, and what did I do? I fucking went in the shower, sat on the floor, like, curled in a ball, and just cried. Because I just wanted to be clean again. You know? And it's like, how do you like, you know, wash your insides? And I'm not even talking about your physical parts. It's like, how do you wash that, like, from your heart and your soul?